Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with another Better Than Ever episode. And I am telling you, this one is like, I would consider this like a best episode because I feel like everything has just sort of come together. I get to feature Holly Toronto. She's a life and body image coach. And guys, she has been such a dear friend of mine. I have watched her grow her coaching business and her early stages of being a coach. I've watched her from the very beginning. And now here she is on the 10K stage. Now, if you are part of the HCI community, you've probably heard her name because she's been around for quite a while. But if you are a listener, an avid listener of the Better Than Ever podcast, you probably know that name because she was one of the first, actually, I think she was the first student I ever interviewed for the Better Than Ever podcast. It was when we were doing our Turning Point story series. Holly was one of the very first people to be like, yeah, Hannah, I'll let you interview me. And here she is on the 10K stage. I couldn't be more excited for this incredible woman. So without further ado, here is Holly Toronto on the 10K stage at HCI Live.
I'm standing before this community that I've been a part of for 4 years, that I love with all of my heart and soul, to confess something to you. I am a quitter. I can hear the gasps from those of you that know me well. Holly's not a quitter. She's so passionate. She's always in action. But the truth is, my friends, I have had to quit thousands of times in the past 4 years. And today, I want to share with you why quitting was the best decision I ever made. 6 months ago, I was sitting in my coach's office, ugly crying, hot tears rolling down my face, as I declared to her for probably the 100th time, I quit. I can't make this work. I've been at this for so long. I'm getting no after no after no. I can't make money at this. I've never felt worse about myself. And on top of that, my personal bank account now has 99 cents in it. And I was terrified. I quit. This was me halfway through the summer 2018 10K challenge, my third attempt since starting my business back in January of 2016. Each attempt left me in a very similar place, desperate, feeling broken, feeling like I just wasn't enough. Because the truth is, my friends, I've actually been at this for quite some time. 4 years, kicking my own butt, buying into my own stories around not being enough, not being worthy, believing that it had to be hard, that I had to struggle. And I feel called to stand up here in front of this community and with as much vulnerability and humility that I can muster, share with you what my journey has been like. Because I have a sneaking suspicion that there might be some of you who are on a similar journey now. So let's rewind back to 2016. This was my first full year in business. And I made exactly $5,000 in my coaching practice. Yeah, thanks. But that was fine because I was still new, I still had lots of passion. 2017 came around and I finally landed on that pesky niche after I had connected to my own story around body image and disordered eating, realizing, oh wow, I have so many women I can help. Yet even with all of that clarity, in 2017, I made $6,000 in my coaching practice. And I live in New York City, and that's about 1 month's rent, right? So I definitely was not making enough money to survive. And this is when the self-doubt really started to creep in. This is when the temptation to quit was so strong. 2018 rolled around, and this was one of my first turning points. I was now a part of this incredible mastermind through the mastery program, surrounded by these powerful coaches who are making a real impact in the world, all while creating six figures for themselves and their family. And these women rallied behind me. They held the highest possible vision for me. And with them at my back, in 2018, I made $42,000 in my coaching practice. Yeah, thank you. 7 times the income that I had made in 2017. I should have been overjoyed, so proud of myself. But the truth was, because it wasn't that 100K number that I had been holding on so tight to, I felt like it wasn't enough, and therefore, I wasn't enough. I was completely disregarding the fact that I had helped so many women reclaim their lives from the grips of body shame and disordered eating, and they were now living their lives unapologetically in the bodies that they are in. So in the same way that my body and external appearance had once defined my self-worth, now it was all about money and conventional success. And this was the energy that I brought into every single 10K challenge, looking for this sense of completeness, wanting to be seen as enough, not based on the impact that I was having, but based on those conventional success measures. And it was exhausting. And so that day, sitting on my coach's couch, declaring to her that I quit, I meant it. I quit. I quit trying to prove my self-worth based on external circumstances. I quit defining my self-worth as my net worth. I quit buying into the story that it had to be hard, that I had to struggle. And most importantly, I quit holding myself back from creating the life and the business that I so desired. I remember melting onto her couch that day as the tension left my body. Because in that moment, I had the opportunity to flip everything that I have ever known about making money and having success on its head. I could trade in what I had previously defined that as in favor of radical and unconditional self-love and a deep knowingness that I am worthy and enough just as I am. This inspired aligned and powerful action in me. And from that place, I finally started to create the coaching programs that I so desired. I raised my fees to the level I knew my time was worth. And most importantly, I decided at the January 2019 mastery retreat, okay, fine, I'll give this 10K thing another shot. But this time would be completely different. This time, I would wake up every single day and decide that I am worthy and I am enough and I am valuable before a single dollar makes it into my bank account. I set a massive goal for myself to make 16K in the 10K time period, knowing that I had never made 10K in the 10K time period. But my one requirement be that it would be easy and that it would be joyful. And with that, my friends, I'm incredibly honored to share with you that I made $34,000 in the 10K time period. And I share that number with you not because it means anything about me. I share that number with you because of what it represents in terms of what shifted in my heart and soul in order to allow that to be possible. Because I have a secret for you. It's never really about the number. The 10K journey was a deeply transformative, if not spiritual, journey that allowed me to actually step into the truth of who I am. And everything that happened after that $34,000, hiring an assistant, investing in All-Stars, signing the lease on my dream home, all of that would have been meaningless had I still been entrenched with my own old stories around not being enough. Quitting those old stories is what made this possible. And so if there's another one of you in this room, you've been at this for a while, and you feel like you're ready to quit, my advice to you is that you should. Quit trying to define your self-worth based on anything that's outside of you. Quit defining your self-worth as your net worth. Quit holding yourself back from creating the life and the business that you desire. But don't you dare quit doing your good work in the world. And most importantly, know this, you are worthy, you are enough, you are complete right now. Not when you make 10K, not when you make 100K, not when you fit into society's conventional standards of beauty or attractiveness or thinness, not through anything outside of you. You are worthy, you are enough, you are available, you are valuable right now. It is my hope and dream that this is the deepest residing truth in your heart and soul. I quit. And so should you.
Yay, Holly!
You did it!
Yay!
You were on the 10K stage. So how long have you been with us here at HCI?
I have been with HCI for 4 years. So I did BHC back in June of 2015 and have never stopped re-enrolling in courses with HCI.
And you actually like worked with us for a little while too. I mean, you've been in and out and in and out of this community like for quite a while now.
Yeah. I was a success coach for a year and a half, and I have to say that experience really allowed me to take my coaching skills to the next level. The ability to just coach like 20 people in one day, it was inevitable that my coaching skills would grow.
What influenced you to become a coach in the first place? Were you looking for something new in your life personally or professionally? What was going on?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a roundabout journey. I'll try not to share the whole heroine's experience, but prior to becoming certified as a coach, I worked in the fashion industry, which is an industry that's pretty ripe with body image issues, of which I absolutely fell prey to. Constantly pursuing thinness, constantly dieting, constantly wanting to change myself. And I had an experience with a diet that went too far. And I was able to lose a lot of weight and start to receive all of the praise and accolades that women in our society get when they're able to lose weight and keep it off. And got a lot of requests from people for me to support them in their own weight loss journey. And so I build my coaching practice off of that paradigm until eventually that way of being and that way in which I was managing my health was just no longer sustainable. And I came across the book Intuitive Eating and the Health at Every Size movement, and I learned how to actually take care of my body from a place of self-care and self-love as opposed to restriction and deprivation, which completely changed my life, and learned how to disconnect my self-worth from my external appearance, which is the biggest part of the work that I do with my clients, and completely shifted the focus of my practice to now be doing what I do today, which is helping women never have to go on a diet ever again, learn to love and accept their body so that they can use their energy towards more important pursuits in their lives.
I remember too when you kind of made this discovery, like this is what I want to do, you and I actually had a phone call and we chatted about that. So it's really neat to see you go from this sort of being like, this is the idea that I think I'm running with, what do you think of it, to here you are on the 10K stage making, how much was that again?
$34,000.
Just, you know, $34,000 in 10 weeks, no big deal.
And <ending.
laughs> So very, very exciting to see this for you. When you're thinking about the time that you found HCI, like why did you come to us? There's a lot of other places that you could have gone.
Yeah, I was at a time in my life where I knew that going back to school wasn't an option. It was not something that I wanted to do. And I Googled schools, professions in health that don't require going back to school. And health coaching popped up. And so I started to Google health coaching and I came across Health Coach Institute and a couple of other certification programs, but there was something about a woman-owned business that really drew me. These two incredible women who had built this powerful business that was literally changing the world, I knew it was something that I had to be a part of.
Let's talk about some of the clients that you've worked with. You didn't get that $34,000 sitting around waiting for it. If you could remember a story where you saw transformation in one of the women that you were working with and how that made you feel, and you know, what was she struggling with and what did she end up being able to do based on the work that you guys did together? Do you have a story that comes to mind?
Yeah, just one. So many. My favorite client story to tell is a client who came to me, and the words that she used to describe her body was, "It's disgusting." She hated the way she looked. She wouldn't even look in the mirror. And we worked together to start to cultivate that self-worth outside of her external appearance. And eventually she confided in me that she wanted to be a personal trainer. She loved to be active, she loved to go to fitness classes, yet she didn't feel like she would be taken seriously because of the body that she lived in. And so we worked to dismantle those beliefs and give her permission to step into living the life that she wanted to live, regardless of her external appearance or her body size. And by the time we completed our work together, she had completed her personal training certification and was on her way to a whole new career path.
How'd that make you feel?
That made me feel so inspired, so grateful to be a part of her journey, and really reconnected me to my why, that it's about so much more than just our bodies. It's about what we allow to be possible when we give ourselves permission to step into what it is we actually want to do. And that's what I say to my clients. It's like, it's not even about this. Like, the least important thing to me is that you find yourself conventionally attractive. The most important thing is that you get to live your life unapologetically, regardless of what you look like.
And so, I mean, you went through a lot of struggles with your own body. I know you had some health things at some point. And do you wish that you had met this version of yourself a few years ago? How could this version of yourself have helped that Holly from even like 5 years ago?
A big catalyst for me in my health journey when I was really participating in disordered eating was because I had acne. So acne was a big catalyst for me. And I felt like I was wearing my body image issues on my face for everyone to see. And I felt so much shame around my skin. And, you know, even sitting here and being on camera would have, to me, just been terrifying. And that version of me from 5 years ago, I would want her to know that she is worthy and that she's enough and she's valuable regardless of what her skin looks like, that her skin does not define her, that she still has value in this world, that she doesn't exist simply for the viewing pleasure of other people. And that would have made such a big difference for her back then.
You've just, you know, done a thing. You got up on that stage. Mm-hmm. Can you describe the feeling you had right before you went on?
The feeling I had right before I went on stage, I have to tell you, I was really nervous. I was very, very nervous, and I felt it very much so in my throat, that sort of like clenched feeling, and the worry, I guess, was that I wouldn't be able to speak when I got out on stage, or that I might trip over my words. And there was a moment when I saw Carrie walking towards me as I was meeting her, that something in me shifted. And I saw this woman that I admire and I'm so inspired by, and I gave her a hug, and that completely shifted my energy. And then I stood out and I looked at this room of 700 people, my peers, my colleagues, some of my clients, and was able to connect with each of their hearts. That was what I imagined myself doing. And all of that fear went away. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I'm so excited to be standing up here in front of you.
That's amazing. It's a good group. It's a good group to be in front of.
Yes.
They're all loving and supportive and happy for you. And yeah, and you feel safe. Yeah. You know, you're up there, and the second that you see 700 people in front of you, what went through your mind? Did anything go through your mind? What was going on?
What went through my mind? I made the decision that I wanted to be present, that I wanted to not worry about my script, to not worry about hitting all the right points, but really just to speak from my heart and to connect and to be as vulnerable as I could allow myself to be. Because I think that there's something really powerful about allowing yourself to be witnessed and giving other people the opportunity to see themselves in your experience, which I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are other people who are on this journey who are going through some of the same things that I went through. And sharing that with them is giving them hope, is giving them that inspiration to keep going.
So how many times did you attempt the 10K challenge before you made $34,000?
So I believe I've done it 4 times. I might have tried all 5 times and maybe just ran away the one time that I signed up. It was several times, and each experience was the same in terms of how I was showing up and playing small and hiding in many ways. And there would be times where I had made $40. There was times where I made $150. There was one time where I made $5,000 in the first week, nothing for the rest of the challenge, and then the balance of it the week after the challenge ended. So each experience was so, so different, and I was so focused on the outcome, so focused on the money goal outcome, that I wasn't being present with the deeply transformative work that wanted to happen in me throughout that journey.
What made the difference for you this time?
What made the difference for me was doing my own work around my self-worth. That is probably, that work has probably been the most transformative for me. Is I did that work around my body image, disconnecting my self-worth from my external appearance, and I thought, oh, I'm done with that work. But interesting thing about self-worth is that it tends to latch on to the externals. And when I started my business, it immediately latched on to money and success. And that was my experience for the 3 or 4 years that I've been in business, really trying to define my self-worth through my money, or through my conventional success, through the ways that I was making money, right? I wasn't focusing on the impact. And I did a lot of work on that with my coach. And at the 2019 Mastery Retreat, I was on the fence on if I would sign up or not. And there was something about the magic of that room and how people were stepping up to this challenge, and the way that Bill was supporting us and Stacy and Kara that were supporting us, and couple that with the work that I had done to become really rock solid in my self-worth, I made the decision that if I'm going to do this challenge, I have to be rock solid in that. I have to know that I'm worthy and I'm enough and that I'm valuable regardless of if I make a single dollar or not. And that was my mantra every single day that I woke up during the 10K challenge. I'm worthy, I am valuable, and I am enough right now. Not when I make the 10K, but right now.
Hmm. And you know what? It's funny because I was about to pull that exact quote. I was going to say, you said something that really stuck out to me. You are worthy, you are enough, you are complete right now. You are valuable right now. That was kind of a theme throughout your speech, as well as quitting. I loved your spin on I quit. Why did you decide to do that in your speech? Why was I quit your focus?
Quitting was my focus because I had been tempted so many times to quit over the past several years. And through every experience that I had where I was ready to quit, there was this voice in the back of my head, and it was usually Carrie's voice, saying to me the difference between those who succeed or those who are able to make an impact through their coaching are those who kept going. And so I started to redefine that journey and that quote-unquote struggle as resilience. I'm going to be resilient. I'm going to be resilient. And there was a moment in the past year where I felt again like I wanted to quit. And what my coach helped me realize is that it's not the work that I needed to quit. It was my old way of being. It was trying to prove my self-worth. It was trying to be someone that I wasn't. It was quitting, holding myself back from creating the life and the business that I desired. It was to quit playing small. And so I really wanted to reframe that experience for myself, where to take what had felt like a really disempowering moment and shift it to be, no, this is what I'm actually quitting. I'm never going to quit my doing my work in the world, but I'm going to quit this way of being that's not serving me.
What would you say to somebody who is in your position? What advice would you give them, the Holly Toronto that is working her butt off? Because I've watched you, I've seen you. You work hard. You work really hard, and you were doing everything right. And you kept showing up, and you were posting on Facebook. Like, you know, I would have a conversation with a colleague that, you know, loves and knows you too, and we're just like, how she is doing everything right. What advice would you give to that Holly that keeps hustling and trying, but not seeing the results that she wanted?
So many things. So I would tell her again that the only difference between those who succeed and those who quote unquote fail is that they kept going. And that what she's experiencing right now is shaping her into the woman that she's meant to become, into the coach that she's meant to become. And to actually be grateful for all of those experiences, because without them, it wouldn't be as sweet when she actually does get to that place. And knowing that there's actually really no destination, right? This is just one stop on my journey. There's going to be many, many, many more. And so to surrender into what wants to be seen in her, to surrender into what wants to transform for her, and to just really, really trust herself.
And what advice would you give to somebody who's thinking about this career?
I would say, do it. I would say that, and you know, not every coach is going to be an entrepreneur. There are so many opportunities that are popping up for people to be employed as coaches. But if somebody is wanting to start their own business as a coach, it is literally the most rewarding offering that you can give yourself. To stand in your independence, to stand in your own freedom, in your truth, and to literally create your life in the way that you want it to look. And it's one of those things that's like, you would never know unless you try. So stop just thinking about it and try it. And remember, again, the only difference between those who succeed and those who fail is that they kept going. The entrepreneurial journey is just as much, if not more so, a spiritual transformative journey than it is a career path. And what I wanted to say in my speech is that I'm so grateful that I didn't make it those first three or four times that I did the 10K challenge, because I was still so much so in my old way of being that I don't think it would have been as meaningful as it is right now. And so I'm so grateful for my failure. I'm so grateful for what I got to learn about myself through this journey. And really, again, just surrendering into what wants to be learned, what wants to be transformed, what wants to be seen.
Thank you again for listening. And folks, if you ever want to come to an HCI Live event, all you have to do is go to www.hcilive.com. You can see all these magical moments live in person on stage. And Holly, I am just so excited for you. Congratulations. I've watched you work hard and you deserve this. Thank you again for sharing your story. And folks, I cannot wait to meet you at the next live event. Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.